Identity theft. Anybody you know had their identity stolen? Had a credit card taken out in your name or the name of a friend or so on? You're very fortunate. It's not a good thing to have happen to you. Let's see how easy it is to do. Okay, this is not a... It's important that you know these things, okay? It's important that you know these things. This is where you can come to simultaneously be scared. So let's go to the Discover website. Okay, rewards program, apply now. That looks like a good button to push. Who needs to read all this stuff? We're not going to pay the bill anyway, okay? What do we care what the percentage is, okay? Wait a minute. No, there's more than one. There should be multiple styles of credit card here.
I think you
had
like a
student card. Yeah, I did. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We didn't. Yeah, this is. I skipped through this here. So yeah, we don't want a business card or anything like that. We want like the card that's going to be easiest to get, which is the student card. There we go. Okay, that's just good. You know. So what do we need to? No, I don't want to chat with it. No, we're like trying to steal someone's identity. We don't want to chat to. Okay, so we need a name, an email address, although that's optional, an address, a home telephone number. Okay, what else do we need? Let's go down here. Got to say what school we're in, school name, current class level, expected graduation date, address at school. Okay, who so far doesn't know all of this stuff about the people that you were your roommates? Okay, so far there's nothing that's very hard to figure out. Telephone at school, expected graduation, and so on and so forth. Financial is, you know, do you have a checking or debit account? Do you have an IRA, savings, or money account? Pick a design. We can do that. Okay. Date of birth, social security number. That could be a little bit more of a problem. Mother's maiden name. Submit application. Bingo. That's all you need in order to get Discover to lend you money. How do we get a social security number? Well, here's what we're going to do. Let's abandon the Discover card site for the moment, and you know, let's find it the way I found it. Just go to Google.
Okay.
Just Google buy social security number. So investigate anyone and uncover the truth. Access the largest database, background search form. Okay, name, address. Got to fill that stuff in. And with your membership, you get instant access to all kinds of things. Background checks, known as all this wonderful stuff. Keep going. Okay, I'm going to slow down here. Conduct detailed background checks on family members. You know, you want to know what your spouse or boyfriend has in their past. Start your own investigations. You know, it's all this wonderful stuff. Here are just some of the searches you can do. This is where it goes. And, you know, down here somewhere is locate social security numbers. Okay, you can pay, there it is. Locate social security numbers and social insurance numbers, which are what they're called in England or something. Right, so for $99.95, basically, you can just buy the social security number. So it's trivially easy to recover enough information to get a credit card. There's enough data out there to reconstruct. I mean, this is not news, but it's still, I thought it was important to actually walk through it and see how easy it is.